Welcome to Pick the Biggest Winner with David Hochberg.
Welcome to the Biggest Podcast. My name is David Hochberg. I am your host. And everybody that listens to these podcasts is the winner because we're providing you with outstanding information, valuable information to improve your credit, improve your lifestyle, improve your income. And I've got Stephen A. Leahy. We just did a podcast with Stephen a couple of minutes ago. This is part two. Because when you don't file taxes, in the previous podcast, which I strongly recommend everybody to listen to, we were talking about the ostrich syndrome, Steve, the paralyzation syndrome where people get letters from the IRS and are just paralyzed and they don't do anything, which is you covered in the previous podcast. The worst thing you could do, and that's 80-90% of your business that people show up at your office in downtown Chicago with 7, 8, 10, 20 letters from the IRS unopened, and you're just like, oh, my God, here we go. And then we also talked about the iPhone gift cards. That's a scam. You can't pay your IRS debt with a gift card. So I strongly encourage you to listen to the previous podcast because we covered all that. But I want to talk about liens. I want to talk about what the IRS can do to impact the listeners, the podcast listeners' financial profile and their ability to buy property. And let's first introduce everybody to who you are. Stephen A. Leahy, who do you work for? Where are you located? What's your title?
Okay, I'm attorney Stephen A. Leahy. I work for Opum Tax Resolutions. We help people solve their IRS problems right here in Chicago. I have my office is downtown Randolph and Michigan Avenue, and you can call me at 312-664-6649. I'll answer any questions that you might have about the IRS. Now, just to talk about the one thing that the IRS does most, almost anybody who owes money, is they're going to get a tax lien against you. And this is going to impact you the most because it's going to hit your credit score. It's going to really affect your ability to borrow money, and a lot of other things. Get an apartment maybe because it's going to affect your credit score. A lot of these new apartments are going to look at your credit score, and if your credit score is bad, you're not going to get an apartment. So what you want to do about tax liens and. This is the biggest question I get from most people. Can you get this tax lien removed? And the answer is sometimes, right? Because what the IRS is trying to do, and what people don't realize is even if they don't file the tax lien with the county, they still have a lien against you. If I owe the IRS money and they've asked me to pay and I haven't paid, there is a tax lien against you, even if they haven't filed it with the county. Now, once they file it with the county, now that's a notice to everybody, all your creditors and everybody out there that they have a claim on all of your property, everything you own and everything you will own. That's how broad that lien is. And so if you owe the IRS, one of the first things they're going to do is they're going to get this lien against you. And so that's better than a levy. Now, let me distinguish between a lien and a levy. A lien is when they file this notice of lien with the county. But a levy is when they start taking things away from you. So the first thing they do is they lien you. Next thing they're going to do is they're going to start a levy, and that goes after your bank accounts, that goes after your wages, that goes after any money, anybody who owes you money, they can go after and take it from you. So a tax lien, again, can be very devastating. A lot of people ignore it because, I'm not borrowing anything now anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But there are ways to get rid of the tax lien. And one of the ways is they have a program. This is part of that Fresh Start program that you might hear about a lot, and that they will withdraw the lien. So not only release the lien, but withdraw it, which means that it will come off of your credit score and may affect your credit score by 80 to 100 points right off the bat. And we've seen that, haven't we, David?
Oh, yeah. No, we had a gentleman up in Rockford who had a tax lien. You prepared one of the payback periods, right? He had under $25,000. I think they increased that to $50,000, didn't they, with the Fresh Start program?
Or is it depends.
It depends on the situation. Mm-hmm. And I'll just share this story with our listeners, our podcast listeners, is gentleman in Rockford, he had like 7.5% loan, horrific loan. He was in there forever. It was a 15-year fixed loan. It made it even worse. You helped him with his bankruptcy previously. Mm-hmm. And out of the blue, he heard me on WGN, and he called me. And I'm like, well, who is your bankruptcy attorney? He's like, Stephen A. Lee. I'm like, oh, wow, small flipping world this is.
Mm-hmm.
So we pulled his credit. He had under $25,000 worth of tax liens, which was crushing his credit report and basically putting a boulder in the way of us refinancing him. You, with your skill and knowledge and expertise, negotiated a fresh start with this gentleman. After 3 months, we had a show. We secured an FHA loan. The Fresh Start program, we had to show that he made three payments on time. Mm-hmm. After the three payments, the IRS removed the lien from his credit report, which enabled us to refinance him into an FHA loan out of his 7.5% 15-year fixed loan. We saved him close to $1,000, if not more. But we could have never have done it without knowing these mm-hmm. products out there. Like this Fresh Start program. Now, I want to throw this to you. People get gas. Every time I get gas, I'm sitting there pumping gas, you know, Quicken Mortgage, Rocket Mortgage, and, you know, plug in your name and plug in this, and boom, you'll get a mortgage, which is a bunch of crap, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not that easy, even though you want, even though, you know.
Do it online, it'll do it in 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. You know, enter this, push, and go, right? And you've got, yeah, it's that easy. Sure, you know, there's not like 4,000 moving pieces going on. Sure, you know, just, yeah, oh, I'm filling up my gas. I'm going to go buy a house now. Okay, Rocket Mortgage. Okay, so, you know, the general public out there has been numbed, if that's even a word, you know, has been novocained, right? And they're numbed to reality in a lot of instances. The question for you is, can you do this Fresh Start alone? Can you do everything that the IRS offers to correct challenges with tax liens on their own? Or do you recommend them calling you instead of trying to deal with it on their own?
Well, the answer is a question. You can do almost everything by yourself, right? So, but does it make sense to? Because you don't understand the way it works, right? And what happens when people try to do this themselves is the IRS really controls the process, and they're going to tell you how it's going to work. And that's what, when you hire somebody like myself, what we do is we turn it around. We take control of the situation, and we're the ones that try to tell the IRS how it's going to work, because we know the rules and regulations and how it's supposed to work. And they're not going to share that with you, right? Their job is to collect as much money from you as fast as they can, and that's what they're going to try to do. They're not there to help you. They're not there to hold your hand and show you the way, right? Their job is to clobber you.
How about this? You're talking to the IRS weekly. Okay, right? I mean, pretty much every single week you're having conversation with somebody at the IRS. You have a relationship with the IRS.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know the ins and outs of the people
absolutely.
Sitting in Washington or whatever office they're at. You know, there's an office downtown Chicago, right?
Okay.
Is, yes. So, you know.
Schiller Park and out, in, you know, down south, and they have a lot of different offices.
Right.
And they're in Columbia, you know, all over the country. And when you call, like if I'm a taxpayer and I call, you're never going to know who you're going to talk to.
And you're not going to talk to the same person twice.
That's right. That's right.
So, you know, consumers can do it alone. Absolutely. You can do it alone. I can tell you this. The 65-year-old individual living up in Rockford who was a part-time retiree and a part-time salesperson didn't know anything about the IRS. He just wasn't that technologically savvy or didn't even want to deal with it. That's why he called you. One conversation, couple of days of work on your side, got it done. 3 months later, we're able to remove the lien, refinance him. He could have done it, but he didn't have the capability to do it or the expertise to do it, and it would have never gotten done unless he called you.
And let me also tell you that the IRS only answers 60% of their phone calls. So when you call, you might be on hold for 60 minutes or an hour and a half, and then they hang up on you because
right.
they can't get to you.
Right.
So how many times are you going to do that? And so we have what they call a tax practitioner line, where a tax practitioner like myself can call that line and avoid all these long lines and get it done.
So you got a hotline, for lack of
That's
a better
right.
term.
That's okay. right.
And let's talk about this Fresh Start program. We were able to, after three payments, show why three payments. What's the special sauce around the three payments?
It's just to prove that you're making payments, and that remember now this is a, and they want you to do a direct deposit to get those three payments. So they're taking it out of your bank account automatically. Once you make three payments in a row, now you've established your credibility, right? And now they say, okay, now we'll really remove the lien, and again, not more than just remove it. We'll release it.
Yeah.
Withdraw it. Different than release, right? Release is when they just release it, but it's still on your credit report.
Correct.
A withdrawal is when they take it off your credit report. Very important.
And this guy got, like, I believe it was 30 or 40 points added to his credit points.
I think it was 80 points, David.
Was it 80 points?
Yes, we do so many
of these with you. I get our clients mixed up. And I'm telling you, folks, if you have an IRS tax lien, we can't do your loan. Nobody could do your loan, okay? Very few lenders will do your loan. And if they're going to do your loan, it's going to be at like upper 9, 10%, 15 or 20. It's going to be at usury rates, which means very high above market interest rates, because no Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHAV is not going to do a loan with an IRS tax lien. So they withdrew. Is that the right proper?
That's right.
Right language? So they withdrew the tax lien off this gentleman's credit report, increased his credit scores 80 points, removed the roadblock. We were able to refinance him, save him over $1,000 a month. And I couldn't have done that. Okay. I call up to get tax transcripts for people that the IRS hasn't given us. And exactly what you said, I could be on hold for an hour. Somebody picks up, okay, please hold. We're going to transfer you here. In the transfer, they hang up on us. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's frustrating. It's exhausting. We don't have the expertise to handle that. The typical layman consumer doesn't have it. And you know what? You get what you pay for, Steve. And we talked about this on my show yesterday with Roy Spencer, last Saturday with Roy Spencer of PermaSeal Mega Pros. Joe, when I have challenges in my basement because I've got water coming through a window and I need to put in window well sewers, I call up PermaSeal. I know it's going to cost me money. I don't ask how much it's going to cost me. Mm-hmm. I know I'm going to get a fair price. I know I'm going to get great service. I know I'm going to get a high-quality job done, and it's going to cost me God knows what. I still haven't gotten the bill. I don't even know what it's going to cost. Same thing with you. It's not like you're going to be Dave Kingman and swing for the fences and try to break windows on Waveland Avenue, okay, and strike out five other times. You know, you're there to make an honest living, to help consumers and help listeners just get into a much better financial situation, and you do that on a daily basis, and that's what it's all about. That's how you built your business, correct?
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. And I would tell you, sometimes it doesn't cost a lot of money, and sometimes if you have a question, I can answer your question. It won't cost you a dime, because if I can't, I'm not going to take your money if I can just help you over the phone, right? If I could answer one question for you and help you, and it happens all the time, David. And so, again, I encourage people, if you have a question, call me, 312-664-6649, and I'll answer your question. It might be that you don't even have to hire me.
Right. Any type of... So the perfect consumer for you, because we're banging up against the end of the podcast here, the perfect consumer for you, you know, we did a previous podcast talking about, you know, the gift cards, you can't pay, don't pay IRS tax liens with gift cards, it's a scam. We talked about, a couple other things with the ostrich and the paralyzation. Here we're talking about tax liens. What's one last thing in addition to those different topics that you want to leave our podcast listeners with?
If you have unfiled tax returns, get them filed. Okay, and then we'll do that for you too. We do so some people I talked to haven't filed in 5 years, 6 years, 7 years. So you need, one of the first things you need to do to solve an IRS problem is to get it what they call in compliance, and that means going back and doing your tax returns, filing your tax returns. Don't let the IRS file them for you. Do it yourself.
What's one of the biggest reasons people don't file their tax returns in closing here?
Again, because they're afraid, right? They're afraid of the IRS. They owe the IRS money, and they're afraid if they file their tax returns, they're going to owe more, and they just kind of they don't even want to look at the number.
And what percentage?
The number that you owe.
And what percentage of your business, just ballpark it, in closing here, that after they actually file their tax returns are getting a huge refund because the IRS filed something for them based upon their past income, And their actual income was a lot less, and they were getting a huge refund instead of owing the IRS tens of thousands of dollars.
Okay, so that does happen, and one of the problems is that you only have 3 years to get your refund, right? So if you have a refund from 6 years ago, you're not going to get it if you file it. So you have a 3 years time frame if the IRS owes you money to get that money. And this is very important to file your tax return. So sometimes people think, oh, I got a refund, so I'll just wait. I'm just collecting that money like it's in the bank. It isn't in the bank, because if you do your refund and it's more than 3 years, they keep that money. You don't get it. So take action. That's what I want to leave this with. Take action.
So if you're on the clock and you got your head buried in the sand and you haven't filed and you've got threatening letters from the IRS stating that you owe them a ton of money, you might not actually owe them a ton of money. You might actually get a refund. And if you are going to get a refund and you don't do it within 3 years, you just wasted your refund. It's gone down the toilet, and the IRS has kept it, and the federal government has kept it. So the best thing for people to do, I've known Steve for over 15 years. I've been very close friends with him for the past 15 minutes. We go way back. Steve's on my show on another station. I trust him. We send him all of our tax challenges. We send him all of our bankruptcy. And we got to do one about bankruptcy, a podcast about bankruptcy next week, Steve, because I think that's valuable. We need to educate our podcast listeners as to all the negative connotations that come with bankruptcy that really are ridiculous and people need to get over, because it's really a great way for people to hit a financial reset button and recalibrate and restart their life. So we'll get that. We'll have you call back next week when we do the podcast. But if people want to reach you, what's the best way to reach you, my friend?
Call me at 312-664-6649.
And that's Stephen A. Leahy.
Answer your question.
Stephen A. Leahy, the IRS radio answer man from OPEM, that's OPEM, Tax Resolutions, located at Randolph in Michigan in Chicago, Illinois. Phone number one more time, buddy, before we jump out of here.
We got 312-664-6649.
Thanks for calling in, my friend. Thanks all to all the podcast listeners for downloading and listening to this podcast. I hope you got some information that you could implement into your life, or maybe a friend, family, coworker, or neighbor could implement in their lives. If you're looking for any mortgage information or any credit advice, give us a call at 312-751-1333 or go to WGNDavid.com. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
You've been listening to The Biggest Winner with David Hochberg.